bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music. I'm just waiting on Jesus. And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Let me see whether y'all remember this one. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through, yeah, oh yeah, while traveling this lonesome road.
It's not so easy.
No, 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 it ain't no. I have to sail across in this old life if I want my crown. Let me tell you all this. There's a few folks road to travel. A few folks mountains to climb, yeah, before I hear the Lord say welcome home. I want to hear the Lord tell me
welcome home.
One more thing I want to leave with you. Sometimes, while on this journey, I get discouraged. How many of y'all get discouraged sometimes? When every road I try to choose seems like disappointment leads me there. Yes, they do now. But I realize if I want some sunshine, I have to have rain. I'm right about again. And if I want some joy in this whole life, I have to have pain. Here's another thing I'm gonna leave with you. A few more burdens to bear. There's a few more tears to shed. Welcome home. I want to hear the Lord tell me
welcome home.
I had opportunity to go back home. While I was there, I went downtown. And going downtown, I was standing around and I met a young man that was standing there and asked me for a dollar. said to the young man, I don't have one, but such as I have, I've given to me. Glory to God's name. And I'm standing there looking at the young man. Suddenly I realized that I knew him. And I said to him, young man, it might seem to you that no one cares. But one thing I want you to know, young man, you know what that is? That's a blessing.
That's a blessing.
It's you.
For you.
I kept on telling him that. That's a blessing. Good God Almighty.
May we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We tell God thank you for, yes, another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you because the scriptures say the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I tell
God, thank you. He is the holy God. He is the God that was in the beginning. He is the God that is our healer. He is the God that is the deliverer. He is the God that is the miracle worker. Everything that we need him to be, he is. He is the God that loved us so much that when we were yet sinners, he looked beyond our faults and saw what we needed. And he sent his Holy Ghost power, God, I thank you, God, to draw us nigh unto him. I thank God for his son, Jesus. I thank God for all things, that no matter what we have to go through, that we can cast all of our cares upon him, for he careth for us. He said in his word, I will never ever leave you or forsake you. And I tell God, thank you. There are those that will step away from you, but I tell God, thank you, that no matter what we go through, he's always there. And I bless your name, God. Father God, we thank you for this time. I thank you for your son, Jesus. And I thank you for your Holy Ghost power, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for all that you're doing in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for watching over us as we slept on last night. And you woke us up this morning. Father God, I thank you for being the God that is the healer and the miracle worker, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you just for being God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you move in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, give your mind and your heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, draw them nigh unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch those that are sick, God. Oh, Father God, if it be thy will, I ask that you heal in your son Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for all things. Touch right now, God, those that are homeless, God. Oh, provide in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask you to move, dear God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to bind the tongues of the liars, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and release your truth, either or by say, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, touch the young people that are in school, God. Oh, Father God, continue to cover them with your blood, God. Continue to encamp your angels round about them, God. I call down and I rebuke that spirit of disrespect in the name of Jesus. And I release your anointing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, touch your leaders in the house of God. Oh, Father God, move on them, God. Give them your heart and your mind. Let them follow you, God. Let them stand on your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, move right now, God, according to your will and your way, God. Oh, Father God, bring the body of Christ closer together, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things, dear God. Oh, Father God, I bless you. I praise you and I glorify you, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the God that sees and knows all, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you heal right now, God. It ain't been found yet, but you heal it, God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Father God, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you, dear God. Amen, amen, amen. I tell God, thank you for all things, because were it not for the Lord who was on our side, was it not for the Lord who loves us, but were it not for the Lord who keeps us, where would we be? There are days that we're on journey, and it seems like the enemy is coming in every way that he can. But I want you to know he's doing what he's supposed to do. But as a son of the true and living God, we have the power to rebuke him in the name of Jesus. As we live the word and we stand on the word, I tell God, thank you. And the light of God shines in the inside of us. Satan have to flee, and I tell God, thank you. No, he won't stay away. But I tell God, thank you, that we have the power to speak to him. And he have to flee. I tell God, thank you. I thank God for allowing me to see another brand new day. That lets me know that I haven't died yet. And I tell God, thank you. It lets me know that, yeah, Gladys, you still got work to do. And I tell God, thank you. A Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come out and go and worship with us and go in the study of God's word. But your home church come first. I tell God, thank you. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible studies starting at 7 o'clock p.m., except for the third Tuesday night. On third Tuesday, we have noonday prayer. And we ask you to come out and go in prayer with us. And when you finish praying, if you desire, you can leave or you can stay and meditate and stay before God. I tell God, thank you. And on the third Tuesdays at 9:30, the first and third, Pastor Michael Austin has come on board to join us to bring the word at 9:30. We invite you to come out and turn your phones on, yell. And the word of God said, where two or three touch and agree. He didn't say we had to be in person, but he said, where two or three touch and agree. In the spirit, did you know we can touch and agree? And I tell God, thank you. So on first and third Tuesdays, we invite you to join us. That's Michael Austin, Pastor Michael Austin of the M.A. Austin Ministries, Inc. We tell God thank you. And on April the 17th, 18th, and 19th, Christian Life will be having our spring revival. We invite you to come out and go and worship with us as we come expecting and receiving a word from God. On the 17th, it will be Co-Pastor Battle from St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church. And on the 18th and 19th, it'll be Pastor Alan Gardner coming to bring the word. We invite you to come out and be revived, because we're in that season where we need more and more of Jesus. And I tell God, thank you for all things. As we come back together on today, I tell God thank you for his son Jesus going on the cross for us. I thank God for all that the Holy Ghost of God is doing and those who will receive him. I tell God thank you because as sons of God, we must stand and live the word of God. James, it tells us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. As we are doers of the word, we live the word of God. We don't just hear it, and we don't just talk it, and we don't just read it, but we put that word in action in our lives. The word of God let us know that we can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And this is a personal journey that we are on. I thank God for, as I said, when the two or three of us come together and touch and agree, that the Holy Ghost of God is in the midst. And I tell God, thank you. But only what we do for Christ as an individual will determine where we spend eternity. As we come back today, we've been talking about the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and I tell God thank you for the fruit. As I've already explained, it don't say fruits, but it say fruit of the Spirit. They all work together. You can't have one without having the other. We use the scenario of in the physical of doing a basket of fruit, where you might put some apples, some oranges, some tangerines, some pears, some grapes, some scuffalons in that bowl. And when you go to that bowl, you pick out what you want to eat. Might not want a pear, but I want an apple. Might not want a grape, but you want a scuffalon. But I tell God, thank you, when you have been baptized with the Holy Ghost of God, you must have the fruit of the Spirit. Yes, it has different pieces. Yes, but I tell God, thank you, that when we have the Holy Ghost of God, you're going to have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. It's letting us know that you, it's one fruit with all of those characteristics. I can't say I'm going to have love and not have joy. I can't say I'm going to have love and joy, but I don't want the other pieces. But with the Holy Ghost of God come in and baptize you and cleanse you up, you have the fruit of the Spirit. As we come back on today, we're going to be talking about long-suffering. And you probably ask, how can that be a part of the fruit of the Spirit? One thing that I know is God's word is true. And as we have love and we have joy and we have peace, see, all of those are positive characteristics, but serving God, going to be times that we have to go through some long suffering. And when we look at long suffering, we're talking about endurance. We're talking about having patience. We're talking about being slow to anger or slow to despair. I tell God, thank you. When we have long-suffering, it's the word that is comparable and lines up with patience. We got to have patience. And I tell God, thank you. When we go through long-suffering and we have patience, it means that we have the ability to hold our temple for a long time. Go through different things. People talk about us. People criticize us. But we know that we can't fight the battle. We have to have patience and go through with the long suffering so that God can work it out. You're going to find that a patient person, as I've already told you, is slow to anger. As he waits for God to provide comfort and to punish wrongdoing, we don't have to do it. I tell God, thank you for long-suffering. Because when we go through with the long-suffering, you find that you have patience. And when you have patience, I tell God, thank you, that we have the power and the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. I often say, look back, but don't go back into sin. Look where God has brought you from. Look for where God has brought you to. And where he's brought you to right now is more important in the name of Jesus. If you have the fruit of the Spirit, yes, you have dealt with some long suffering. And I tell God, thank you for the fruit. As we stand on the word, you're going to find that as a son of God who has the fruit of the Spirit, you have the ability to stand on the word You have the ability not to go back and get revenge because this one did that or that one did that. But you allow God to fight the battle for you. Listen to this. It said, patience, which is long-suffering, brings self-restraint and careful thinking. If you lose patience, that's a sign of weakness. We are patient through trying situations. Out of hope for coming deliverance, yes. We are patient with a trying person out of compassion. We're going to go through. We're going to have patience. Why? Because Jesus had patience. He went through. The Father, who was the creator, went through long-suffering. But I tell God, thank you for the example and the life that they lived. Because as we are sons of God, we are going to go through. We're going to have trials and tests. But if we have patience and go through with the long-suffering, I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus being the one that was the example that walked here on earth. I tell God, thank you that as the Spirit produces patience in us, guess what, babies? He's making us more Christ-like. Yes, he is. As we look at 2 Thessalonians, the third chapter, verse 5, I tell God, thank you for the word of God, because if we live a holy and righteous life, we become more and more like him. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 5, it says, the Lord direct your hearts unto the love of God and to the patient waiting for Christ. I tell God, thank you. As the Lord direct your hearts unto the love of God. He didn't say me, you, or them. But he said, as the Lord direct your hearts unto the love of God and unto the patient waiting for Christ. I tell God, thank you, that if we have the patient waiting for Christ, we have the patience of Christ. When Jesus was out and about, it seems like everywhere he went, he was giving the word of God and doing what his Father said to do. There were those that would come against him. There were those that would give their word, but not the word of God. There would be those that would question Christ and what he said. But Jesus didn't get upset and told out of the frame. He stood on the word because he knew he had come to do a work for his Father. And as he came to do that work for his Father, I tell God, thank you. Because did you know that even in this time that we're living in, that he is patiently awaiting, yes, the completion of his Father's plan. Not his plan, not our plan, but his Father's plan. And I tell God, thank him, that after Jesus, with his sweet self, offered time and sacrifices for our sins, because, see, he was sinless. Everything he did it that we might be drawn back to the Father. I tell God, thank you for his love. Thank him for his son being patient. Because do you know, you ever remember saying, I'm not where I should be, but I'm not where I used to be. There is no middle ground. We're either holy or unholy. The word of God say, for I who have called you is holy. Be ye holy in all manner of conversation. He ain't telling us to just talk it, but this is a life that we live. If we have been born again and the Holy Ghost of God resides on the inside, we will have the fruit of the Spirit, not one or two pieces. You can't go to the bowl. You can't go to the Word of God and pick out what you want. But you must have all of it. I thank God for his son Jesus coming and going on the cross for us, because he made it possible that we can have a relationship with the Father. When we look at the fruit of the Spirit, I tell God, thank you for the long suffering, because as Jesus taught us the word, did you know we got to be patient as he was patient? Yeah, we do. We have that desire for this and that. We have that desire that our families be saved. But we still have to be patient and wait on God. And as we wait on him, remember somebody had to wait on us to give our life unto God. And the word of God let us know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I thank God, because as we look at the word of God, we see that God is patient with sinners. Yes, he is. Remember, don't forget, we were sinners saved by God's grace and his mercy. And he is patient with us as sinners. As we look at Romans 2 and 4, it says that God's patience leads to our repentance. And I tell God, thank you. Romans 9 and 22 points out that only God's patience prevents him from destroying the objects of his wrath. And that's us. I thank God for his being patient with me. I thank God for him being patient with the world, because he is the Almighty God. And if he wanted to, he could allow his wrath to come right now. But because of his love and because of his patience, we are still here where we can glorify God. I thank God for his son Jesus and for his patience. Were it not for him, think about it, all the things that we went through, that we took ourselves through as sinners, that God was right there covering us with his blood, that he was right there knowing that there was a time that he would draw us nigh unto him when we surrendered unto him. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. As we look at Paul, we know that Paul was a sinner. He was a trespasser. Paul did some things that were not pleasing to God. But I thank God that when he was on the road to Damascus, that he was changed. And I tell God, thank you for all things. If we look at 1 Timothy 1, and 16, the word of God say, how be it, for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might now show all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. As we said, Paul was on his way to Damascus, but God, with his sweet self, came in and made a change in him. Even to Paul had to acknowledge that God made a change in him. I bless the name of the Lord, how God showed Paul mercy. Paul acknowledged it. Why is it so hard for us sometimes to acknowledge what Christ has done for us? It ain't us that did it, but because of his grace and his mercy, we were drawn nigh into him. And I tell God, thank you. Paul knew that he was one of the worst sinners, and how Jesus Christ demonstrate the fullness of his patience. Yes, how he showed us that if we believe on him, we have eternal life. But you gotta believe. You gotta be a believer. The word of God said, if you believe that God sent his son Jesus, that he went on the cross, that he went in the grave, and that he rose, then you are saved. But see, you got to be a true believer. As you are a true believer and you accept Jesus in your life with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul, you're going to find that Jesus will impart the Holy Ghost of God into you. And when the Holy Ghost of God is imparted into you and you live a holy and righteous life, yes, Lord, you're going to find that, yeah, you have the fruit of the Spirit. Not fruits, but when you have the Holy Ghost residing on the inside, you have all of the fruit. You don't have just bits and pieces, but you have all of it. And you're going to go through with long suffering. You're going to have to be patient and wait on God. You can't do things on your own. You're going to find that you have his love and his joy. I thank God for his son Jesus, that as we study the word of God, we see that Peter talks about God being patient. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. Not only was God patient, his son was patient. And as we serve the true and living God, we find that God with his sweet self have patience with evildoers. But I thank God for his love, how he can give you peace in the midst of your storm. As we look at James urges believers to be patient and not to complain and to wait on the return of the Lord. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. As his disciples teach the word, they don't have their own teaching, but they teach what their father gives them. Listen to this. They say, God is patient, and his spirit produces the fruit of patience in us. When we are patient, we leave room for God to work in our hearts and in our relationships. I tell God thank you. When we are patient and endure long suffering, we find that we lay down our schedules of what we want to do, and that we trust in God's plans for us. He tells us to lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledge him. When we accept God into our lives and do what he say to do, and the Holy Ghost resides on the inside, you're going to find that, yeah, you do have the fruit of the Spirit. It's important that you know who Jesus is, and that you have his fruit. God bless you,
until we come back together again, God's willing. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
You got to do coming up in this world. I often made mistakes. That's why each and every day I look toward heaven and say these words. Please forgive me, Lord.
Please forgive me, Lord.
For the wrong I've done.
For the wrong I've done.
Stay with me, Jesus.
Stay with me, Jesus.
Until this race.
Nothing, nothing, no. Somebody might remember this one. This is my favorite. Listen.
Sure with love. She my loved one. Who gone long before.
Can I get a witness on you?
Shake the love, say it.
challenge one more. You got a problem. You can't shout. Take it to Jesus. Throw your sandals down. God, we said he's able to do anything. Let me pray to my lips and listen. You heard the story. What my God can do. What he done for us. Situation here. Listen. Do some old ones and some new ones, but right now I got a song that I love, and y'all let me know if y'all like it. Will y'all do that? Alton,
if there's a rain in my life, I know that God's gonna work that out. If there's
a rain in my life,
oh yeah,
God's gonna work it out.
I've been walking
in the rain so long,
but then
God's never
Whoa! try not to do this, but won't he rag it out? Hallelujah. Won't God work it out? Come on, put your hand together. Put your hand together.
Yeah.
Oh,
are right at the bottom of the hour, and you are catching the wave. We're live from the NFI studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one quartet station in the world. I'm going to be right here with you all the way up to 8 p.m. today. I'm your host, the Anointed One. As always, my pleasure. Oh, we're going to be smoking today. It's Blockbusters Gospel Mixdown Showcase. And we're going to feature some of the very best in traditional music that you love, the new as well as the old. So get ready, get set, and get ready to get your praise on. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's right. That's the sounds of those Christian airs along with Paul Porter. We've got more just like that. And before that, you heard the Iceman, Lee Williams, and the Spiritual QC. We'll be right back. Got to take a break. Got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID. You're catching the wave.
Catching the wave.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
On the deck, with the roughest DJ.
Cut it.
And now, another 30 minutes of today's best music. Best music.
Maybe morning, noonday, night you tell me. Let it come in for a chance, without a wrinkle. You will have already made it here before.
You are listening to the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Oh,
Going Down Memory Lane. Oh, you guys, you remember that one, huh? Yeah, I know that's right, huh? He will make it all right. We are right around 14 minutes to the top of the hour. You're catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One, as always, my pleasure. Got more coming your way all the way up to 8 p.m. today. You can join us simply by joining us on our website at NFIRadio.com, or you can join us on our public figure page at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Now, let's continue with more great gospel music.
Anybody in here want to go where Jesus is? Yeah! Anybody in here, yeah, want to go where the wicked will cease from troubling? Yeah! Anybody in here, yeah, want to go where the weary are going to be at rest? If you want to go where Jesus is, yeah, look at your neighbor and tell him, I want to go.
I want to go
where Jesus is.